You're listening to SBS News.
Thank you, Habanero.
Habanero the robot is designed to interact with humans. It can analyze and respond to voices, and it can sense and recognize objects and faces.
Do you remember me?
Of course. Yes, Chand.
It owes its human-like behavior to Chand Goody, part of a global award-winning team that developed the software that gave the robot its quirky personality. He says that personality has something to offer.
Habanero can be a companion to the humans. So it can share its feelings or emotions and be a part of the human life.
Last year, the team from the University of Technology Sydney's Magic Lab, a centre for artificial intelligence, entered the world's biggest robot competition in Japan. The lab's director, Professor Marianne Williams, says her students performed way beyond expectations, winning the Human Robot Interaction Award.
Well, we developed a whole system. A robot is a multimedia kind of device, so it can move, it can point, it can gesture, it can display things on its screen, it can change its lights, it can move around. So orchestrating that all together is a sort of challenging task. Chand was very important in our efforts to achieve this quite extraordinary system that, won that prize.
Chand Goody moved to Sydney from India last year after receiving three separate scholarships to study in the country. The PhD student is studying social robotics at UTS, but his footprint in the science world spans far beyond Australia. It ranges from studying engineering in South Korea to winning the European Satellite Navigation Competition in Norway. His work has even reached outer space as he's worked with the Indian Space Agency. Professor Williams says he's an inspiration.
It's a tremendous privilege to have a student like Chand in the lab because he's inspiring all the other students around him.
He has four registered patents, three more pending, and another, a smartwatch for dementia sufferers, is being processed. Designed to prevent injuries, he says it's fitted with fall detection centres that trigger airbags.
So when they are about to fall, like it will automatically come out. So that making sure like they are safe. We hope that it can save lost number of people's lives.
Chand Goody says he believes artificial intelligence could ease the burden on the world's aging population too.
So social robots can be a part of their life, supporting them, being a companion like their kids in the coming future.
Next month, he will represent Australia when he presents his research to the world's top computer scientists and mathematicians at the Heidelberg Laureate Forum in Germany. His message will be that robots are the future.
Habanero, what do you think of that?
We are your friends and we are here to help.
And Habanero's message to Chand Goody?
Good luck in Germany, Chand.
Thank you, Habanero.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.